America is ahead of most countries in planning for such things, says Dr. Hanfling. Disasters such as Hurricane Katrina, when many patients died in hospitals that were unprepared for disaster, laid bare the need to prepare for the worst. Each year, the federal government gives states and hospitals about $1 billion specifically for disaster preparedness. That is more than the national health budget of many African countries. Other countries' recent experience may help them. Kerala, the only state in India to have confirmed cases of COVID-19, swiftly contained an outbreak of Nipah, a nasty virus, in 2018 and has since bolstered its health system. Uganda has held back the spread of Ebola from next-door Congo and in the process built up stocks of protective clothing for healthcare workers. But poor countries would be hit particularly hard by outbreaks of COVID-19. Uganda is used to dealing with diseases transmitted through blood, mosquitoes, or parasites. COVID-19, if it comes, could spread quickly and unpredictably, which would test a cash-strapped healthcare system. Ian Clark, chair of a private health federation based in Uganda, worries that the mortality rates could be higher in Africa than they are in China, because many people already have weakened immune systems as a result of HIV or poor nutrition. SARS mostly skipped Africa. The continent may not be so lucky with the new virus.